2 Peter 3:15 and 16 says, "And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction." The idea that Paul's epistles would be rejected from Scripture may seem like lunacy to 99.9% of Christians listening to this and watching this video, and that same attitude prevailed during and right after Paul's own lifetime. But these are the last days, and there are small pockets of people in small cults or running loose on the internet and in bookstores as lone wolves, proclaiming Paul to be an imposter, whose letters have deceived Christians for nearly 2,000 years. Of course, these people refuse to ever face the facts and debate these things in a controlled setting where both sides of the matter can be laid out for all to see. Why? Because they are deceivers, and they know that the evidence does not support their claims. And if you reject Paul, you also have to believe that Peter was a deceived deceiver, because, as we read in the opening segment, Peter encouraged those reading his second short epistle to read Paul's epistles and to consider them on par with, in his words, quote, "the other scriptures," end quote. The fact is, Paul wrote, and it is true that he wrote much more than what we have in our Bible. But God's people believe that God himself superintended the particular writings of Paul that he wanted to be included in his Bible. The rest were lost to history on purpose, God's purpose. But of the epistles of Paul, we know he was the replacement of Judas, handpicked by Jesus Christ, as told by Paul himself and by Luke in chapter 9 of his book of Acts. So already we have the interconnectedness and conformity between authors and books that is required in addition to Paul's apostolic authority for Paul's epistles to be included in the Bible. And the finishing touch and icing on the cake is the fact that Paul's epistles were received by mass consensus among Christians as they read them, taught them verse by verse, copied them carefully, and distributed them among the local churches, and then also to individuals. That same process took place with the Epistle of James, which is believed by some to be the oldest New Testament book, and the two epistles of Peter, the three epistles of the Apostle John, the short epistle by Jude, and the amazingly important book penned also by the Apostle John and known to us as the Book of Revelation. Now, as I said, Lord willing, it is our intention to deal with each one of the books of the Bible and demonstrate the legitimacy of their inclusion in the Bible. We also intend to give specific reasons why all other books outside of the 66 books in our King James Bible were excluded from the canon of Scripture. And this is very important, as these days Satan is making a massive and concerted last-ditch effort to corrupt God's Word by various means, including the introduction of rejected books as though they should be included as Scripture. Even during the time of the apostles, false apostles wrote false epistles, which caused some confusion and error. Paul addressed this in 2 Thessalonians 2:2, where he warned the believers that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Paul may have been exposing two such false authors when he said in 2 Timothy 2:16 and 18, "But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some." That same spirit of error is pushing lies about the Bible today, about what books ought to be in the Bible, and even trying to label Paul as a false teacher. For that reason, we hope you will take this matter seriously and continue to follow along and equip yourself with the knowledge to avoid error and also to be able to help others do the same.